Yes, but I wouldn't say limousine.
Well, how would you describe limousine? What would it be?
I'd say one of those big fancy cars that the president or somebody big rides in.
Okay,
all right.
Besides cabs, do you have any other form of public transportation in Starkville?
No.
Okay, no bus service or anything like that? Okay. Now on your card, there's usually a place over toward the right that you can open and put maps and all that kind of stuff in.
Block compartment.
Okay. And the area of your car where all your gauges are located, your speedometer and all that, what would you call that area?
The dash.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the place where you keep your spare tire, you call that
the trunk.
Okay. And the thing that you press your right foot down on when you want to increase your speed?
The gas pedal.
And the thing that you change your gears with?
Clutch.
Like you want to go from park to drive?
I call it the clutch.
Okay. Where is it located?
On the steering wheel.
Okay. Do you have any different names according to whether it's automatic or manual?
No.
Okay. And this is the thing that I was talked about before we started, these places in the road that are elevated that you have to slow down?
Call them speed breakers.
Do they have many of those around here?
No.
They have them at the university?
Mm-hmm.
I hate those things. A fellow was telling me that he and a group of friends went out one night with a sledgehammer and took them up. See me coming. What about this thing that, you know, it's elastic, you have a bunch of maps or something you can wrap around it and keep them together, you just call that
a rubber band.
Sure. And if you have a lot of loose paper or something that's made out of this thin metal that you can put them together with, that would just be a
clamp.
Okay. Have you ever heard people call that anything else?
Fasteners.
What about gym clips?
Yeah, I've heard it.
Heard what?
Paper clip, gym clip.
Okay. All the same thing?
Yeah.
All right. These kind of cars and trucks that the fire department has, do you have general names for them, the different kinds?
No.
Say if you just saw one going by, you'd say there goes
the fire truck.
Okay. Do you have a special name for the one that, I think there's one that specially designed to pump water. It has its own water supply, and it pumps it out in case the hydrant's not working.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of a pumper truck?
No.
Okay. What about one that's specially designed to carry the long ladders? Any special name for that?
No.
Okay. Hook and ladder? Is that familiar?
No.
All right. Nowadays, especially in big cities where you have skyscrapers, they have a special truck that has this big metal or plastic bucket in it that a man can stand up, and this big arm that swings it up with a hose to get to the fire in the high areas. Have you seen one of those trucks? Or
yes. Yeah. You call them electric trucks.
Call them what?
Electric trucks.
So the utility company has it instead of the fire department. Have you ever heard it called a snorkel truck?
No.
All right. Say if somebody around here had a heart attack, is there a special van or truck that would be sent out, you know, especially to take care of emergency cases?
An ambulance.
Mm-hmm. But no special truck that's specifically equipped to handle heart attack cases?